Jobs Ohio was not on the agenda of the House Finance Committee, but it's been on the minds of many Democrats, including Representative Denise Driehaus of Cincinnati, who made a motion to the panel.
I would like to make a request by way of a motion for the chair to compel the President and Chief Investment Officer John Miner of Jobs Ohio to testify before the House and Finance Appropriations Committee.
As Driehaus started to offer some background for her request, Republican Ron Amstutz of Worcester, the chair of the committee, stepped in and then was interrupted by ranking Democrat Vern Sykes of Akron.
Actually, the motion is out of order. I'm sorry. We are not prepared procedurally under that rule to go forward with a subpoena motion at this time. There's nothing before the committee.
What preparation is required, Mr. Chairman? May I ask?
Are you challenging the ruling of the chair?
Yes.
The clerk will take the roll on the challenge to the chair's ruling of the motion out of order.
There was a very brief break, and then the committee came back, with Sykes still concerned.
As for a clarification, a question has been asked of the chair. I think it's appropriate that you answer the question.
You may proceed.
Good morning, Chairman Amstutz and members of the Finance Committee.
There was no vote as Amstutz turned back to the next witness. Democrats have wanted Jobs Ohio CIO John Miner to testify about the operations of the entity, which this week turned over its financial records to Auditor David Yost under protest, saying he doesn't have the authority to audit its private dollars. And Governor Kasich says that since Jobs Ohio has complied with Yost's subpoena, no one should worry that he is trying to hide something.
Well, I don't think so anymore because we turned all the records over. Jobs Ohio has already been audited by KPMG, the private auditor. We've now opened up all the records. But if the intent is to turn Jobs Ohio back into the Department of Development, which has failed us, I'm not for that. I'm for an entity, a private entity, a not-for-profit entity. There's no more public money in that entity, and they're hiring people who can go out and talk the language of job creators, and I want them to keep doing it. And if it has to be clarified, then it has to be. But it's not just Jobs Ohio. It's any organization that ever received public money. Are they subject to audit? And if they are, then it causes great concern for them. But let's see where this all goes.
In turning over its books to Yost, Jobs Ohio also announced that it was paying back all the public money the state invested. And the CIO urged lawmakers to reassure businesses that confidential business records would not be made public and, as the CIO put it, disclosed to their competitors. But Democrats are not encouraged. Representative Matt Lundy of Elyria said earlier this week that he still has many questions about the real reason that Kasich invented Jobs Ohio.
The governor needs to stop hiding from the public through his spokesperson. He created this unaccountable slush fund, secret society, and the governor needs to admit this is bad for Ohio. He made a mistake.
I asked Governor Kasich about that.
Democrats say this is a campaign slush fund for you. Jobs Ohio.
I don't pay much attention to what these political types say.
Kasich says Ohio is up over 100,000 jobs, and Jobs Ohio has been instrumental in that. But the entity's critics have said that because of the lack of transparency in how Jobs Ohio operates, it's impossible to pinpoint what jobs can actually be credited to the work done by Jobs Ohio. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.